Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. The role of women in all of society is underrecognized, but in the world of music, and especially classical music, the contributions of women have been particularly overlooked. As we begin Women's History Month tonight, we're going to talk about women and classical music. First, our Trevor Harris talks with great violinist Ann Akiko Myers. They'll talk about her new recording of Vivaldi's masterpiece, The Four Seasons. Then a new voice to this show, KBIA's Ariel Morrison, will talk about an hour of music by female composers that KBIA is going to present this Friday afternoon, sponsored by the local chapter of the National Organization for Women. She'll talk with NOW's Claire Major and local musician Ayako Saruta about the importance of women within the classical canon. Classical music and women tonight, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
Question. What's the most recognized music in the world? Likely candidates include the birthday song.
To you, happy birthday. To you, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Or maybe Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I'd like to put a vote in for this. That piece of music certainly ranks high among the more familiar pieces in all of classical music, or maybe even Western music. It's La Primavera, or the Spring Movement, to Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto No. 1 in E Major, Opus 8, otherwise known as The Four Seasons. My name is Trevor Harris, and this week on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud, we hear a fresh take on the Baroque-era masterpiece. It was recently released by the violinist Ann Akiko Myers. She's performing with members of the English Chamber Orchestra. Myers is a veteran of classical recording, this being the artist's 29th release. Among her early public performances was an appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson at the young age of 11.
And what's your name?
Ann Myers, and I'm 11 years old.
Okay, and over here we have?
My name is Sujin Kim, and I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. Sometimes we forget when we get older. And this is John Oshita.
I recently spoke with Ann Akiko Myers about her new release, The Vivaldi Album, which is the KBIA CD of the week. Besides performing and recording classical masters like Vivaldi, Ann Akiko Myers embraces contemporary compositions. How did you come to the idea of commissioning contemporary composers?
I've always really had a deep appreciation for composers. And, studying composers old and living, I just had such an avid curiosity to work with living composers and also play music that, was undiscovered or cutting edge in a way that audiences could experience something really exciting. And so it's always been a part of my daily activity to listen to new music and incorporate it within concerts, recital programs, concerto appearances, and work with music directors to further the listening horizons of audiences with new music, as well as commissioning young composers. It's just been part of my history ever since I've been playing the violin.
On your new release, you feature the four concerti from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Also tucked in there is a work from contemporary composer Errol Parrott. How did you come to select that piece to sandwich in there between Vivaldi compositions?
Well, the Arvo Pärt piece is called the Passacaglia, and it's a Baroque-inspired, very short 4-minute work, but it's just incredible to hear how much happens in 4 minutes. And Arvo Pärt's music is always very mystical and spiritual and very reflective in nature. And I wanted to show how one of the most popular composers today, who is performed all the time, is paired with a composer who's so popular from the 1700s. I mean, just that everybody, you know, loves Vivaldi. I mean, we just all are just in awe of his writing and music. And to show, you know, what is popular from a contemporary composer today, as well as a composer from the 1700s, was fascinating to me.
Were you happy with the final production mix? Does the sound fit?
Oh, very much so. I think that it's such a beautiful mixture to have so much Vivaldi, and then with a breath of, you know, fresh Arvo Pärt air in the middle, to almost as a palate cleanser to help set you up to listen to more Vivaldi. It's a really great combination of old and new.
Here is a selection from Anne Akiko Meyer's new release on the Entertainment One label. This is Meyer's take on contemporary Estonian composer Arvo Pärt's Passacaglia. I'm Trevor Harris, and you're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM, KBIA. Anne Akiko Meyer's new release of The Four Seasons, paired with Arvo Pärt's Passacaglia, wasn't just performed on any old fiddle. Meyer's has a lifetime loan of a violin made in 1741, the Viaton Guarani del Gesù violin. I asked her to talk about the experience of playing something so valuable and revered.
I'm just so excited about this recording because it is really the first commercial recording available of this great violin that I received on lifetime loan. And the violin has never been recorded before. And so to have that, to go into the studio and record such an iconic piece such as The Four Seasons with such an iconic, legendary violin as the Viaton Guarani del Gesù, that was really such an incredible highlight for me in my career.
And it is worth noting that this was given to you by an anonymous buyer, and it is on a lifetime loan, correct?
Yes. What makes this so unusual, this violin, is, you know, a lot of violinists, the greatest violinists, such as Jascha Heifetz and Fritz Kreisler and Paganini, I mean, all these violinists had, they were lucky enough to play on a Guarani del Gesù, and there are so few of them available, and most of them are in museums now. And that, you know, a violin this special was available to be played on and purchased and now recorded for the first time and, you know, touring the world, it's like, it's really, it's just such a dream. I'm living such a dream because the sound is so spectacular, and it's like you really have to hear it to believe it. The depth and color that the sound has, and the palette of powerful color that it has, is so unusual, from the G string being so deep and sounding like a cello, and the E string, it sounds like you're in a cathedral with the overtones sparkling and shining. And, you know, with a work such as the Vivaldi Four Seasons, it's such a colorful work. It's really like, it was like it was written for the Vuitton. It really does feel that. It feels like that. So that is just really been spectacular to be a part of.
Here's a selection from Anna Kiekel-Meyer's new recording. This is Meyer's with the English Chamber Orchestra in the Autumn Movement of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Visiting with Anne Akiko-Meyers, the violinist's new album is The Four Seasons, the Vivaldi album, with some Arvo Pärt thrown in for good measure. She's been my guest this week on Thinking Out Loud. Anne, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Thank you.